30 touchdowns and 30 interceptions.
That's like someone said something that's like the equivalent of someone showing up for a job interview with like a 1600 SAT score, perfect grades, and 5 DUIs. Hey, let's get into playoffs.
All right.
Where do we want to start?
AFC or NFC? What do you want to go first?
Let's go AFC.
Okay.
Let's go chronologically as sets up for the weekend. First game, no one circles the wagons quite like the Buffalo Bills.
Yes.
Against the Texans.
In Houston.
In Houston, in H-Town. J.J. Watt, big news, coming back, will play in the playoff game.
He tore his pectoral muscle. I'm not sure if it's his right or left, so I'll highlight both.
Is it me, or does JJ already wear a lot of devices just to keep? He's always got like an elbow pad. Like,
yeah, he's got that Barry Bonds sling on both arms.
He does. He absolutely does. Coming into the game, two losses on the road. Buffalo actually, here's my thing about this game. Buffalo has had one of the easier schedules in the NFL. Playing in the AFC East, where you have, well, you do have the Patriots, but you have the Dolphins.
The mighty Dolphins.
The mighty Dolphins, who did beat the Pats. But their road wins, only two losses on the road to Cleveland and New England. But they did beat Tennessee. That's the only playoff team they beat all season. So not really tested. Josh Allen, they got to the playoffs last year. Watt coming back is interesting to me. I don't know. What's your take?
They give up 383 yards per game to opponents. That should help with JJ coming back. On the flip side of the ball, you got the Bills. Second year, Josh Allen from Wyoming. He's looked much better, much improved. Second year, he's made some strides. He's fine at his receivers. He's not turning the ball over. Only two turnovers in the last 10 games. Bills defense eliminates the biggest plays. They're second in the NFL with least amount of points per game. But you know what? The Bills have not won a playoff game since I graduated from high school. And that is a very, very long time, folks. Big Ben was in diapers. We're talking 1995. So for that, I think it doesn't matter that the Texans have holes in their defense. I think Watson to Hopkins, little Duke Johnson, a little Carlos Hyde. I got Texans winning 24-21.
Wide receivers are a little dinged up. Will Fuller and Kenny Stills. I had in my notes no J.J. Watt, but with him back, he's the X factor here. A little motivation. I think they probably waited. They knew just to make that announcement, but put the fear of God into Josh Allen as he prepares for this game. Home game for the Texans in a dome, so you don't have traditionally in Buffalo, they take advantage of not only guys jumping through tabletops, but also the weather in December. I don't know. I wonder, here's my thing. I wonder if they're going to permit during the tailgate to allow Buffalo fans to do the jump through the tables. Do you think some guys on table duty?
I think you can't stop the Bills Mafia. They're going to jump through tables and squirt mustard and ketchup and relish all over you, no matter what stadium they're in.
They shut down Houston, shuts down flights into Houston. Only a train. You have to leave today in order to get down there if you're from Buffalo. Those reasons, J.J. Watt back. The weather doesn't play a big part. I think they stuff Devin Singletary in the run, force Josh Allen to look to his wideouts. Josh Brown is the only one of note throughout the season. So I got the Texans winning as well.
All right. Great minds think alike. Should we move over to New England, where you just flew back from?
I was witness to Fitzmagic this weekend. I actually sat on the 50-yard line about 25, 26 rows up. I will tell you this. The Patriots fans are some of the most knowledgeable people I have
met. Oh, I thought you were going to say annoying.
I actually sat next to they're not annoying. They're actually very cordial, one, and knowledgeable. I had two kids sit next to me, and they're like, yeah, they talked about, you know, what the players done throughout the season and why they can't, the 4-3 defense doesn't work out well for them and how great Gilmore is.
Oh, wow.
And they just looked a little lackadaisical, to be honest. And I don't know if it was due to playing the Dolphins last game of the season or, you know, looking forward to the playoffs, but definitely I think the rhetoric's changed a little bit in New England now, as I forget who just called it the revenge tour, and that they go to go play potentially all the teams that have beat them throughout the course of the season. On the other side of the ball, the Titans.
Mike Vrabel has been blowing up my phone.
No.
Yes. I had to put it in the other room. He's like, can you please fly Big Ben out? He is the key to the Dolphins win. Let's get Big Ben in a Titans jersey. Vrabel wants you to be there.
I had my Seahawks hat on, actually. And I had the Dolphins fans four rows back yelling, hey, Seahawks, just root for us. You know, so we're throwing out there. Titans on the other side of the ball. Tannehill has been lightning in a bottle for Vrabel. Their defense is solid. But Derrick Henry's been the key there, too, just running the ball, ground and pound. He's probably going to have to carry the team again. I don't see the Pats losing this game, though. Experience wins out here. Mm-hmm. It's funny to me that the Titans, I think, have been 9-7 the last four seasons with Vrabel. So just mediocrity. And honestly, they would have liked to probably see the Pats win that game and maybe play the Chiefs again, who I think they beat in the regular season. But in any case, I think Belichick, now if here's the thing, if the Patriots do lose, Brady may be gone.
He gone.
I don't see that happening, though. He's gonna ride it out in New England. Too many good things going for him. They want to play the Chiefs again. It would be interesting to see that game in Arrowhead. So I'll take the Pats on this one.
All right. Tennessee's got Derrick Henry, NFL's leading rusher. And Tannehill, 7-3 since he took over from Marcus Mariota. Sorry, I almost called him Mike Mariota. Marcus Mariota. 7-3. And get this, he led the NFL in passer rating.
Wow.
Yeah, I had to look at that stat three times because I didn't believe it the first two times I looked at it. So what are the Patriots going to do? They always try to take away what you do best. Do you take away Henry and let Tannehill throw? Probably.
Yeah.
But Vrabel played for the Pats. He's going to be ready. I had no upsets when I went through this. I said, there's got to be one upset. Here's my upset. Tennessee is going into Gillette Stadium, where the Pats have won 100-plus playoff games, 800 win percentage, and they are going to shock the world. And tomorrow morning, or excuse me, Sunday morning, Tom Brady's going to be crying in his quinoa bowl because the Titans are winning this one.
Hey, send Vrabel my contact information. Who knows? Maybe I can fly out. I'll be a Titans fan. I don't know if the playoff game they'd be as cordial as they were, but considering it's the Dolphins, so that's an outlandish of all upset picks. That's the upset pick of the weekend. Wow.
Hashtag bold prediction.
New Orleans, Minnesota at New Orleans.
Yes.
Drew Brees, Tom Brady going back and forth on who the most prolific passer is all time in the NFL. That's been fun to watch over the course of the past 2 weeks. Can't guard Mike Thomas. I mean, I think he set the single season reception record this year as well.
He caught more balls than Marvin Harrison, right?
I believe he did. I think he caught 30 more balls than the next closest person, who was Christian McCaffrey, which is crazy to me.
Shout out to Christian McCaffrey, 1,000 yards rushing, 1,000 yards receiving.
Stanford?
Third running back to do that. Roger Craig, Niner great. Marshall Faulk did it as well.
That's impressive. I will say this. On the running backs, let's get to the running backs here. You got two guys banged up for Minnesota. Dalvin Cook, Madison. Game time decisions in most cases. Boone filled in pretty well this past weekend. Here's the difference. Is you got a guy like Kirk Cousins, and he hasn't. The knock on him has always been, does he show up in the big game? Whether that's primetime, Monday Night Football, you name it, he's always been the guy that a lot of people have questioned. Now, even in their last win against New Orleans, it took a miracle.
Yeah.
Is that Minnesota Miracle? I think
Minnesota Miracle.
That doesn't happen again in this game.
No.
That absolutely doesn't happen. And if it does, that cornerback or safety for New Orleans will be shipped out of New Orleans the next day. I think Breeze pulls a Peyton Manning.
Ooh.
And he's the one thing, if you look at the resumes of the top three over the course of the past decade, call it even two decades, it's always, where is Breeze deficient in comparison to Peyton Manning and Tom Brady? It's Super Bowl titles.
Yeah,
I think there's no question that Breeze is probably better than both of them in terms of the passing game and what he's done to accumulate those yards. Mm-hmm. Brady's done it more over time, same with Peyton. I think Breeze has been more explosive, and it's probably, if I'm picking between those three, I'm picking Breeze today. Okay. Again, if he gets another title, I think he's considered as one of the greatest of all time to play the position, not only with yards, but also the Super Bowl titles that help that conversation. For that reason, New Orleans wins big. They got too many. Can't guard Mike. They got Kamara. They got Cameron Jordan coming off the end. I think
Tyson Kirk Hill and the Wildcat.
You're going to see Kirk Cousins in the fetal position more than, you know, any standard two-year-old during Christmas after he's eaten too many cookies. So I got New Orleans winning. They're a big favorite. They win by two touchdowns.
Two touchdowns. We ready. We ready. We ready for y'all. You know that playoff jingle?
I don't.
Watch next time, because the only NFL team missing from that playoff jingle is the Minnesota Vikings.
Really?
They have every other team walking out the tunnel, getting hyped. No Vikings. The Vikings are pissed. They're upset. But you know what? It's not going to matter because they're going to be out after this week. The Saints have too many weapons, and the Saints are coming off 2 years, two exits, both heartbreaking. 2 years ago, miracle in Minnesota. Last year, the pass interference call heard and seen around the world, except in New Orleans, because the Rams got that penalty and the Rams went to the Super Bowl. Breeze is determined. He's motivated. Kamara's back. I got a blowout coming their way. 35-10.
Yes, Saints. I like it. If there's any concept of karma, I would think the Saints have the most going for them going in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And we talked about a seeding overall. The fact that, you know, you look at the NFC and the seeding, I mean, New Orleans has been one of the top teams. You just have, I think the strength is still in the NFC, but yeah. I think
I can't even believe they're a three seed.
I can't either. And that's the thing too. I think the top three teams in the NFC may be the top three teams in the NFL. And I think New Orleans is going to showcase it in that first game. I agree with you. Blowout.
Blowout City. Should we head to Philly?
Oof. Yes, absolutely. After your Niners, a game of inches. How similar to, I think, the Atlanta game?
Yeah, the Falcons.
I mean, when Julio, that was almost nearly the exact same play. The difference being Jake Hollister is not 6'5" and but he's not 6'5". Any more leverage from the top, maybe he leans over the defender and puts it in.
Yeah. Well, there's so many what's if about that game. On third down, the pass to your tight end, I can't remember his name, that could have been a PI call. They could have called that.
I mean, you're right. I think that reading through a lot of the dialogue after the game from national news, local news, beat writers, it was just so many missed opportunities by the Seahawks. And it goes, and a lot of what was brought up was the whole sting of the Super Bowl and how that's probably still in the back of the mind and the subconscious of Carroll, and trying to prove that, you know, I'm going to get Marshawn in the game. So what do? You have to run him out there. Delay of game.
Yeah.
It was a mess. It was an absolute mess.
They were on like the 3-yard line. They had to go back.
Absolutely. You spike the ball. You take the delay of the game. What are you doing? And all just probably because you don't want to hear about, you know, you not giving the ball. Why did you bring Marshawn back if you're not going to give him the ball to one? Well, he's not in the game. And you want to run a play and you want to win the game. So what would you rather have? Win the game or prove to doubters that you're going to run the ball with Marshawn? I mean, you can't have it both ways. No. But getting into this week's game, obviously with that loss, Seattle ended up in a road game in Philly. And here's the difference between the two teams. you look at Seattle and what they've done in the course of the past four games, and then Philly's won the last four straight. Now, granted, two of those were over the Giants, but you still beat the Cowboys, and then you beat the lowly Redskins. But still, I think what you're seeing is Carson Wentz is getting his confidence back. He's still missing Alshon Jeffrey, DeSean Jackson, but other guys and kind of this, you know, relying on Goddard and some tight ends and Miles Sanders and Ben Scott out of the backfield has proved to be a winning formula. Yeah. And what I think the difference in this game is going to be is you got a guy like Michael Kendricks, who's now injured, not going to play in the game.
Torn ACL.
If you watch the San Fran game, and what I watched was a lot of hesitancy from guys like Bobby Wagner and KJ Wright. And I don't know if that's because of the scheme that San Fran ran or just that, you know, I don't know. So where I'm going with this is I think the Eagles exploit that. They run a lot of bubble screens, a lot of, you know, short passes, and they take advantage of that, say, you know, mid 15 yards and in, and then yards after catch, you know, exploit that. So Quandre Diggs may be back, but then again, you get in the Seahawks running game, you can't rely on a guy like Travis Homer to carry you. And I don't think you can rely on a guy like Marshawn Lynch, who I think's been eating Skittles over the course of the past 4 months and not really preparing for something like this, a playoff game in Philly. I could be wrong, but
so, who are you going with?
I think the Eagles.
Wow. Win this game.
Yes. And I say that I'm going to
final answer.
I say that just because with everything that went on from if they would have beat the Niners, I think that would have quieted a lot of skeptics about the moves that they've taken in acquiring Turbin and Lynch and, you know, just not having the depth. What I think will end up happening is you're going to see the Eagles exploit that. They're going to exploit the fact they're going to keep the offense off the field, keep the defense off on the field for the Seahawks. And it's going to be a lot of long drives. And, you know, the Seahawks don't play well from behind. They don't have a lot of big play. Lockett hasn't played well over the course of the past five games. He hasn't been explosive, the guy he was probably the first half of the season. So for that reason, I see a grind out win by the Eagles. They're going to win probably 21-14.
Wow. That's where we differ, my friend. The Eagles limped into the playoffs, coming out of the lowly East. Jeffries is hurt. Jackson's hurt. And this is Carson Wentz's first playoff game. I think Pete Carroll's going to have the defense ready. I think the Hawks are going to run the ball with the new Thunder and Lightning combo of Marshawn and Homer and DK Metcalf when they get to the red zone. They're going to throw to Russell Wilson's new feature wide receiver. I got the Seahawks winning this. I'm going 24-10. I don't even think it's going to be close.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that optimism from you. I'm going to be the skeptic just after last game. I don't know, especially traveling on the road. I mean, the Seahawks at home are great on the road. You know, who knows? They don't have the 12th man advantage, if that is an advantage. But I'll be the skeptic here. What's your take on, have you seen Metcalf's little, the pacifier?
Like his mouth guard?
Yeah.
No.
You haven't?
No.
Look for it next time. You know how you see guys with like the gold teeth and kind of?
Yeah.
He's got a pacifier. A little weird.
Yeah.
A little weird.
If he wasn't an animal, I would probably say something about that, but he's a beast.
He might bust down your door.
Yeah, he might track me down. So I'm going to say I like it. Keep doing it, DK.
All right. So you want to recap here?
Yes. We have in the AFC, we both have the Titans beating the Bills, correct?
Correct.
And then in Gillette, I have the upset. I don't know why I'm picking it, but I'm going with it. I've got the Titans beating the Pats. Big Ben's got the Pats beating the Titans.
I got the Eagles over the Hawks, and we both have New Orleans in a blowout.
All right. We'll see what happens. Should we wrap up this NFL wildcard episode?
Let's wrap. It's been a fun NFL season. I think this whole AB thing has got to be, we have to have a whole nother episode on him.
Yeah. But what about Jameis Winston's last pass of the season of 2019, pick six to Deion Lewis? 30 touchdowns and 30 interceptions.
That's like the, someone said something that's like the equivalent of someone showing up for a job interview with like a 1600 SAT score, perfect grades, and five DUIs. I love that analogy.
Yeah. Wonderful. So do you hire him or not?
Yeah, you're like, this guy seems amazing. You know, maybe it's just like you have someone track him and take the booze away from him. I don't know. Yeah. At some point. But yeah, Jameis's anomaly. You know, who knows if Jason Garrett's out in Dallas. Niners are who they thought they were, who we thought they would be last season. Ravens, Lamar Jackson's been amazing. Mahomes is still who he is. We'll see with Kansas City.
What about the Raiders? Did you see that game?
I didn't.
So they're playing in Denver. They're down. Carr drives them all the way to the goal line. They score. So they're down by one in Denver. Gruden goes for two. Here's where this is ironic. The Raiders haven't gone for two all season. This is the last game. It's the Oakland Raiders. He throws it over the middle. Deflected. They didn't win. They didn't convert.
Raiders, what a way to go out.
Now in Vegas. I know.
So let's do this. We got to be at that home opener.
Yes, we need to be at
the christening of the Las Vegas team. What are they calling it? The Death Star? That thing looks amazing. It's like all black. It's got craps tables hanging over the center of the 50-yard line.
We need to go. We got to go.
We'll be there. All right, WST Podcast, WST _ Podcast, NFL Wild Card Breakdown, some good matchups. We got our hometown Hawks here up in Seattle playing, traveling to Philadelphia, as well as New Orleans taking on Minnesota. Texans versus the Buffalo Bills. And then we got the upset picks of K. Wynn taking the Titans over the Pats. Check us out. This is our new StreamYard application. Thanks to, who is our graphics coordinator?
Our intern.
Our intern? Can we get a little shakeup on maybe the font down there?
Yeah, I'll talk to him.
WST _ Podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. Check out our videos too. Feel free to comment. Big Ben, K-Win. Boom.
Boom.